with joy. It empowers us, believers, for dominion. No matter the challenges that period, you know, you decide yourself that you are already filled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, like I said, when he sent them out, they came with a report that even the demons, they are subject to us. So evangelism will always stimulate joy unspeakable. It will always stimulate joy unspeakable, because there is no genuine soul winner that will ever get depressed. Depression cannot have a place in your life if you are an agent that always go out to win soul. You will not have time to be depressed, because the opposite of joy is depressed. When somebody is not going through depression, you will always be happy. So when you go out to evangelize, depression cannot have a place in your life. You are not among those people that will go to a third mainland bridge and you want to jump inside the river, because you are preaching the gospel. And you know what? This gospel we are talking about, the moment you start, you know, doing this business, you are also doing it for yourself, because the word you are speaking to people is also talking back to you. Praise the Lord. The word you are talking to them, the word of God you are speaking into their life, is also speaking back to your life. So there is no way. The tap that supply water can never lack water, even if it is a drop. Let me use this, our tap, for an example. Ever since we got here, we have experienced a rush from that tap. That you open the tap and the thing was gushing. No. There is no time. But do you know that that water has never stopped running? Just open it. You will see it will come with a force and it will stop and it starts dropping. And from that drop, a bucket of water, you get a full bucket. You pour it in the drop. You put it back, you get a full bucket, you pour it inside your drop. That is how our life is. When you are going out to evangelize, your life will always be filled with joy. No matter the challenges, devil may have thought that he has cut that joy off. No. It will still drop. Definitely. It will still drop in your life. So that is why you should always go out. Anytime you are experiencing depression, go out and talk about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the time you return, you will see, just like the 70, they return with what? Joy. You will always return with joy. So that is one of the benefits of winning soul. So when you give joy to heaven, you will reap heavenly joy on earth. Because there is always joy in heaven when you win a soul and a soul gave their life to Christ. They dance, just like our Father was telling us. There's a dance. There's jubilation in heaven when a soul comes to Christ. So when we are winning souls, we that are making heavens to rejoice, also here on earth, you will not lack heavenly joy. Heaven on earth, order of life, that is what you begin to experience. Praise the Lord. So joy is one of the benefits of winning souls. Another benefit, because of our time, is health. Good health. You will enjoy good health. A sick person cannot win soul. A sick person cannot go out there and begin to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will mock you. They will tell you that you are sick. What are you coming here to discuss with me? You better tell that your God to heal you first. You know people. You know how they insult. That is why most of the time, some of us, we are afraid to go out to evangelize. Because what people will say. Praise the Lord. Believe me, for two Sundays now, I've been on a man that is along that road. He's selling foodstuff. The first day we went out to give flyer, I went to his shop. He's an Igbo man. I gave him the flyer, I gave him the tract. Immediately I gave him, he said, what for? Look at it. What for? I said, wow. I said, okay, why did he say what for? Are you not a Christian? He said, yes, I'm a Christian. Why are you giving me your tract? I said, oh God, please don't be annoying you. I said, even I'm not inviting you to my church. But that tract, anytime you less busy, you can do. I'm not going to read it. You better pick it up. I said, wow. I wanted to pick it. That's it. Said, no, don't pick it. And I dropped it. I said, but okay, why now? Why are you aggressive? Why? What is the problem? He said, I don't go to church. My church is in my heart. I said, fine. This kind of people, I don't know them. He said, my church is inside my heart. You know, he was talking. He said a lot of things. I was just looking at him. And I said, no problem. I said, hey, you have a change of heart. I always fast it. Please call me. He said, what should I call you for? I said, no, just call me. Let's just look at this Bible together. I said, because I don't know why you are. Last week I was going. Mainly I wanted to get to his shop like this. They always sell food in the front of it. As I was going, I pretend as if I did not see him. You understand? I have a high contact with him, but I do like this. And I said, ah, madam, come now. Why are you going to call? Come. I said, let's see. I said, no. You say you will call me anytime. So he said, come. Where is your church? And I said, I'm very close to you. Shebeck gave you my tract last week. So from there, he calmed down. He said, you know, there is a lot of church. You know, a lot of churches everywhere. You don't even know who is who. And I said, well, I understand. I said, but that does not mean that you should categorize everybody as the same. You know, I said, well, I don't have much time today because our time is passing. Let me go. Next week, I will come. And I said, no problem. You can see what I'm talking about. If you allow fear, you will not get their attention. Because they will first of all give you attack. You understand? Especially those people that they know too much. They will give you attack. And immediately they give you that attack, you'll be looking for something to carry you away from their presence. So, but if you know what is in need for you, the benefit that is in need for you, there's no fear that will bring you down not to preach the gospel. Look at on our health. We are talking about your health. We only say that health is wealth. It is somebody that has good health that will go and look for money. If you don't have good health, you cannot go out there and walk. That's why they say health is wealth. Praise the Lord. Because even if that health is down, it is this same money that you will use if you are not a good Christian, you are not a Christian that knows God and knows the word of God. All the money that you have acquired, you can spend everything on that health and still you will not be okay. So it is only God that can give you good and balanced health. That is what I'm trying to say. There is no amount of money. Like Yoruba would say, when somebody is sick and they have spent a lot of money, who say, ah, Olamajakojo, that means that God, please, no put money for shame. Let this person be well. You understand? Because the way they are looking at that person, they are just spending money on the person, and the person is not funded. So they will not be saying that word, that, ah, God, don't put money shame on because of this person. But when it comes to evangelism, and God knows that you are a useful vessel, you are a useful tool in his hand. No sickness, no attack of sickness can attack you as an evangelist. If you look at Exodus chapter 23 verse 25, we are very familiar with that scripture. Exodus chapter 23, 25. And it says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and you eat your bread and your water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of days. It is somebody that has good health that can fulfill the numbers of his days. If sicknesses, if affliction or the form of depression is not on you, that is when you can fulfill the numbers of your days. And these are the promises of God for people that always do in the vineyard of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said he will fulfill. So no matter the sickness, even on your sick bed, he will survive it. Because he has already said it that you will fulfill the numbers of your days. If God has said you will fulfill the numbers of your days, there is no attack of sickness that can pin you down. You will always survive it. There is always going to be an escape for children of God that are obedient to the instructions of God. Praise the Lord. So we cannot be on the go for God and be serving sickness at the same time. It's not possible. You cannot serve two masters. Sicknesses and diseases is from the devil. It's an attack of the devil. So you cannot serve God and be serving Satan. It's not possible. Two drivers cannot drive a car. That car will get accidents. So you cannot always be on go to go out and win soul and also be nursing sickness. It's not possible. The two cannot go together. One has to live for one, for the other one. Praise the Lord. So, as we read, that he will take away sicknesses. He will take it away. He has even taken it away when he died on the cross of Calvary. The understanding of Jesus dying for us on the cross of Calvary is not just to die for our sin alone. When he died, what did he say? He said, it is finished. Sickness is finished. Poverty is finished. Depression is finished. Affliction is finished. Everything that comes from the devil is finished. Because those are the things, those are the rewards, those are the wages that the devil pays people that are disobedient to the word of and destructions of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we cannot buy this house. You can't buy this. Money can sell you. And many, many people during Corona period, how many big men? In fact, we were even saying that coronavirus is a big man what? Sickness. They said it. That was the slang. They have money, but they died of COVID-19. So they cannot even buy COVID-19 with their, they cannot bribe him, bribe that virus with all the money they have. So when you are going out for wind soul, you have good health. You enjoy good health. No attack of sickness. Nothing. It's not possible. Because that is the promise of God for your life. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 17. Let's quickly look at that. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 17. He said, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. A wicked messenger, somebody that hears, that go into the world and do what? And win so. And he refused. What did God call the person? He called that person a wicked messenger. Because you know the truth. And you see people that are supposed to know the truth and you refuse to caution them and you refuse to tell them, is calling them people a wicked messenger. But those people that are faithful to this cause, he said it brings health to them. Good health to them. Praise the Lord. So God is committed to keep us fit if we are on the go for him. Because every branch in me that did not bear fruit, God said is going to cut them down. But those ones that bear fruit, he said, is going to push them. And they will bring more fruit. Abundance of health. That is what God is telling you. When you are bringing fruit, God said, is going to push your health. And your health will also push, it will be prospering. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see that these benefits are the benefits that our money cannot buy. And the last one I want to talk about this night is answered prayers. When you pray, you will not struggle anymore. Because God will always answer your prayers. He will give listening ears to you when you pray. From the anchor scripture that we read, that John chapter 15 verse 16. The last verse there, what did he say? John 15 verse 16. He said, you did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You can see, it's a very, the expression is very clear, the understanding is very clear here. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. After why you have go, you went. So God answers our prayers anytime we pray. Our prayer is not hanging. No Prince of Persia is delaying our prayer. It's delaying the answers to all our prayers. Because it's coming direct from God. Praise the Lord. So one reason why many are not receiving answers to their prayer is because they are not obeying that what God said, what Jesus said. Disobedience sometimes causes us answers to our prayers. Disobedience will always cause delay. It will always cause delay. Just look at it. If you are a father and you have a son or you have a daughter that always disobey your word, but because you are the father, you want to play your father role in that person's life, but you want to use, at least I'm the father, there is punishment, there should be a punishment. Which day did they say you should bring that money? Ah, that is today. Tell them next week. You see? You want to do something to punish that person so that he will know that what he's doing is not right. You don't start begging. Daddy, please, they will beat me. Yes, I want them to beat you. That is why I said, be going. So when they beat you, then you will know the right thing to do. But if you are an obedient child, if you say, if you, your daddy, which day did they say, ah, daddy, they said today, go and bring my purse. You're a good boy. And he will give it to you. That is a natural person. How much more God? But because we cannot see him face to face, we Christian believers that call ourselves the child of God, we misbehave. Like our father said, that we have irresponsible children of God. Don't be one of them. We have responsible ones that God can call them like this. I want you to go, and they will go. And there are some like Jonah that God will tell them, I want you to go. They will start negotiating. Ah, no, I cannot go now. I have, no, I need to do some things on my laptop. I need to do this for this. I need to do, no, they start giving some kind of excuse. Praise the Lord. So, if you don't want your prayers to be delayed, you don't want your blessings to be delayed, don't be a disobedient child of God. Go out there. Tell people about our Lord Jesus Christ. Initiate conversation that will allow you to win their souls. Sometimes you may not go direct. You can talk about sports. You can talk about many things. Then from there, you shift him. You know, be their friend. You know, establish a friendship. Before you know it, they'll follow you to church. Praise the Lord. So, your prayers that you have been praying, even, just imagine, you know, the people that are serving Satan, do you think that when they ask him something, he just give it to them like that, without penalty? It's not free. But you know that what you just need to do, the understanding we have as a Christian is that we just come to church, we pray the core prayer point, we pray the prayer point, and God answered our prayers. Who said that? That is the mentality we all have as a Christian. If you ask people that what's the meaning of church, they will tell you that a church is a place where we come together to pray. They are not wrong. But you cannot serve God in your own terms. You are giving God standards how to serve him. That is what some of us we are doing. We tell God that, you know, I'm not saying that I will not come to church. I will come to church, but what just happened is that, you know, I will need to run some, you know, errands You understand? So when I come, I will just pray, then you answer my prayers. At least I come. You can't serve God. You cannot receive answer to your prayer like that. You have to serve God according to own terms. He said, I choose you. You are not the one that choose me. But the way some of us we are behaving as if we choose God to answer us by force. No, you cannot say that to Satan. You can't serve Satan like that. But our behaviors as Christians is like we are the one that choose him so that he can serve us. Yes, that is what we are doing. You may not know. That is why if we ask them, they will tell you that is the meaning of church. A place we come, we pray, and God answers our prayer. So you will serve God according to his term. And his terms and condition, from what we read from John 15 verse 16, is that you should go and bear fruit. And when you now pray, I will answer your prayer. That is the terms and condition that God gave. So we cannot shy away from this condition that God gave us. So if you have not, some of us, we have never won a soul before in our life. There is no day since we are born, since they gave back, you have not sit somebody down and tell that person about our Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be wondering, why am I still in this position? Why am I still in this problem? Why is it that I have prayed and prayed and prayed and this problem is not going? Stop praying. Go and win soul and see if God will not answer your prayer. Because you have prayed that prayer quite how many times? And God has not answered it. You have not seen results. Stop right there and go out and win soul and see if God will deny his word. You can see it clearly. That John 15 verse 16 is very clear. I read I read Amplified Version. I read King James Message, NIV, the New Translation. I read all of them. All of them. They are very clear. Even a layman will understand it. That God is saying that until you become a fruitful field, until you become an evangelist, until you go out there and start telling people about me, any prayer you pray, voice me, because it's very clear here. He said anytime you pray, and the condition is you are praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and he said you answer your prayer. So no matter how much you cry from now to Jerusalem, or submit prayer requests to different churches. Some of us, we know how to do that very well. From one church to another. From one church, they have program here, you will go. If they have it there, you will go. Everywhere. Start submitting your prayer requests everywhere. Until you come to the terms and condition that God gave, you will still not answer that prayer. Because he is God. And what he says in his word, that is what he will do. There is no word, there is no Bible verse that cancel another one in this Bible. There is no Bible verse that cancel another word of God. No. He will never deny himself. That is one thing that God, his word, God will never deny it. So he has said it. So if you like, be submitting your prayer requests every crusade, everywhere, prayer house, ritual house, everywhere, temples, altars. All the others need, go and submit it there. If you don't do what he asks you to do, you will still not answer the prayer. Because he has said it himself. And it's like you are just wasting your time doing that. So if you are not doing everything to win souls and lead people to Christ, teaching them the word of God, forget it. So being a Christian is not about what you want from God, but what about what God requires of you. Have you asked yourself that what God, what do you really want me to do? He requires us to win soul. He required us to go out there and set the captive free. And not just winning souls. He said that your fruit may remain and abide. You bring them to church. You make sure that they are established in a Bible-believing church. You check on them. Follow up. Call them. Have you read your Bible today? Can we discuss? Can we do this? Can we do that? Those are the things you do. It's not about just selling them or giving flyers. Yes, you can just give flyers, but there are some people that you need to sat down with them and tell them about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And some of them, they need help. And what can help them is Jesus. No amount of money. Money will finish. There is no amount of money you will give them. It will finish. But when you want to help them, is to give them the gospel. That is what can ever last in their hand. Give them the gospel. Praise the Lord. So like I said, you cannot serve God according to your own time. Because He chose and ordained us to bear fruit. He chose and ordained us to bear fruit. So if you have been praying concerning things and you have not received answer, I encourage you tonight to stop and go out and evangelize. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe the word of God has really spoken to us tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. Our time is fast spent. Today is our communion day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want us to pray. I want us to pray that God will open doors of evangelism for us. Praise the Lord. That God will open doors of evangelism, because some of us, we have not had opportunity to preach the gospel. You can ask God that God should give you that opportunity, that doors of evangelism should be open. If you look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, and it says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in need with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God will open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chain. Praise the Lord. So we are going to pray tonight that Lord, open doors of evangelism for me this week in the name of Jesus Christ. This week has not ended, so you can still ask God to open doors of evangelism, to speak the gospel to somebody. So tell them about our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us, God has been telling you to preach the word of God, even at bus stop. Some of you in the bus, but you are always to disobey. Praise the Lord. You are going to ask God to give you opportunity. There are some opportunities that will open, and you will find yourself preaching the word of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That Lord, give me opportunity. Open doors of evangelism in the name of Jesus Christ. Before the week's end, Lord, name of Jesus Christ, open the doors of evangelism for me to preach the word to everyone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open doors of evangelism, oh Lord, to preach the gospel to someone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And also pray that the word you will preach will bring results so that they will believe you. That the word you will preach to them, Lord, let that word bring results in their lives. Somebody may be sick. You pray for them and they are healed. You deliver them. He said, even the demons, they are subject to us in your name. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we go out to preach your word, Lord, let there be results. Give us results in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us results in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us results in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. And also let's pray against the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear to evangelize. Lord, I come against them. Every spirit of fear, Lord, I come against them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of fear attacking me. Every spirit of fear, every attack of fear, Lord, I come against them in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is fear that will not allow you to assess the benefits of evangelizing. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every form of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.